The information contained in this podcast is provided for your general information only. It does not give medical advice or engage in the practice of medicine. This massage podcast under no circumstances recommends particular treatment for specific individuals, and in all cases recommends that you consult your physician or local treatment center before pursuing any course of treatment. Hello and welcome to the Massage Podcast, episode 41. My name is Dawn Adkins. I'm your host, along with Elaine Kalenda, our massage expert, and Jorge Cisneros, our producer. You can find us at themassagepodcast.com, and if you need to ask us any questions, please send us an email on our contact page. You may also leave a voicemail or a text message at 303-656-9860. And you can come chat with us during live recordings. And of course, we are on Facebook and Twitter. We have a special guest today that I'm going to introduce in a second. But we had a question from one of our listeners that I'd like to address. Tim, if you're listening, hello. And we appreciate your kind words and your email. And you asked about your... Apparently, you're interested in massage, and the type of work you're doing sounds beautiful as well. And your concern is that because you work with a lot of drums and you're a hand percussionist, you're concerned about rough hands. So I wanted to tell you that I would not concern yourself with that at all, especially if you're feeling very passionate about it. I personally have had... massages from guys who just have larger, rougher hands. And you, to be honest with you, I didn't really notice it that much, and because the massage was great. And there are so many different types of body work out there that isn't traditional hand to skin lotion type of contact. And orthobiomy, you mentioned your interest in that. That's a fabulous way to go. If you're really interested in massage, I would just get on out there and go to school, and you can navigate your way around that world once you get in. I promise you it's not going to be a problem. And especially, it sounds like you could be very passionate about this type of work, and it would go along well with the type of work you're doing already with children and special needs children at the summer camp programs, just that type of frame of mind. So... yes, it is definitely not a problem. And I think as you go through massage school, they might soften up anyway. I know my hands get soft, and I work in the garden and I get rough hands too. So sometimes my hands are calloused and cut and just rough, and nobody ever says anything to me. So Tim, good luck. And if you have any questions or you want to talk to either of us, please send us an email or give us a call or text at that number, 303-656-9860. Okay, so onward to our guests. We have Boris Prelutsky. Is that how you pronounce it, Boris?
Yeah, you did well, yes.
Okay, good. He's in California, and he's been teaching and practicing medical and sports massage for the last 40 years, so we have a serious veteran on our hands. And Boris, I'm going to let you introduce yourself to our audience, and I'd like to thank you for taking the time to talk to us today, and welcome.
Thank you very much. Thank you for the opportunity to talk to massage therapists this way. Yeah, my name is Boris Prelutsky, and for the last 40 years, I'm practicing and teaching medical and sports massage, as it was proposed by a Russian physician, Professor Anatoly Sherbak. Wonderful methods, and like you say, I very much liked your introduction. There is many different type of massage, and I personally teaching and practicing this type of massage. Mainly the systematical massage contains medical stress management massage, orthopedic massage, post-event sports massage. There's a lot of rehabilitative efforts actually containing.
And you're teaching classes. Are you teaching classes in California?
Yeah, I'm teaching classes in California and all over the United States. I'm continue education. And I'm teaching who invited me. I'm coming and teaching, but mostly is Nevada and California.
Oh, and so your website is medical massage.
My website is medicalmassage-edu.com.
Okay.
There is all information could be found. A lot of articles, free videos, video lessons, yeah.
Oh, good. Well, we'll have a link on our website so people will be able to easily access your website.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I will appreciate it. There is, on my website, people can find a lot of free lessons, video lessons. I'm sitting in front of the camera, and I'm discussing deep massage, what is a deep massage, et cetera. Myofascial release, what is it, myofascial release? And detailed explanation could be found there.
So can you tell us a little bit how you ended up where you are today in medical and sports massage? It looks like you have quite a history of experience with working with an Olympic team of the former Soviet Union. Yes, I'd love to hear about how you got there today.
Look, actually, meant to be, it's called, how I end up in study and practicing massage therapy. I actually, for four generations in this occupation, my grandpa was MD, PhD, neurologist and sports medicine expert. And I actually never felt passion. I had ideas, different ideas. I was young and was in full contact. You know, we used to call it combative samba. I was pretty successful, loved it, demanding a lot of time for training. And when I did undergrad for my family, I said, this is enough. I did this for you. You pressed me. I did undergrad. Now I need time. And this is how my grandpa convinced me to go for grad school for physical rehabilitation. And one of the first lectures when Russian professor, just introduced the beauty and power of massage therapy, I fell in love in this simple approach, in a simple power and nature of this treatment. And I'm in love today too, the same and even more maybe.
That was beautiful. I know. I think that happens to a lot of people who get involved with massage therapy. I had no idea I was going to feel this way about it until I went to school. I ended up falling in love with it. And your medical background helps you tremendously, I'm sure, in the type of work you're doing today. And I want to know some of the classes that you're offering, and why do you think it would be beneficial to the therapists out there, and who would be interested in your classes?
Yeah, and if I understood the right question in regards to medical background, I got to conclusions that during actually 2.5, including half this is postgrad, years of this academic studies, most of the general education and memorizing anatomy and physiology is not useful. It's not useful. I'm not used much. I do use only practical knowledge, and this maybe 20% school provided with this practical knowledge in medical massage useful, and it's enough to reach results. In perspective, what I'm teaching in Professor Shirbak methodology, when we're dealing with orthopedic disorders, we're dealing with painful symptoms. People coming to us because they suffering from pain, limitation of range of motion, functional decrease, they cannot walk, they cannot stand, and etc. In most cases, these pains and dysfunction is a result of tension, myofascial dysfunction, due to tension in fascia, tension in muscles, trigger point developments, lymphedema developments, big size of swelling of lymphedemas. And actually, orthopedic massage containing, addressing these techniques such as lymphedema size reduction, fascia mobilization, muscles mobilization, trigger point therapy, hot and cold application. Bottom line, massage is the most powerful treatment in these disorders because we're not treating symptoms, we're addressing causes that are producing these symptoms, and this how, in simple way, in short period of time, we're reaching results.
And so the classes that you're offering, are there online classes, or do we people have to travel to these places and you are teaching the class?
I am teaching. I'm personally teaching classes. I'm personally soon coming to here in Los Angeles, June 23rd. I will teach class orthopedic massage, basic principles of orthopedic massage, and of course we will address deep massage. With deep massage, in my opinion, a lot of misunderstanding and misuse of this word and of course application. And I almost always at my seminars I am addressing the deep massage issues.
Oh, can you give us an example of some misrepresentation of deep massage?
Look, for some reasons, the perception about deep massage is a strong pressure. You have to press strong, and this is absolutely wrong. And many times, this application of this strong, vigorous pressure lead to trauma. Instead of helping the people, instead of helping them to get rid of trauma, we re-trauma. This is additional trauma inflicting. Yeah, and it's not supposed to be. I can offer to listeners definition on deep massage proposed by Russian professor Popelansky, Jacob Popelansky. He said like this: pressure have to be significant, but not to activate pain analyzing system. Now, when we know we activated pain analyzing system, if muscles protective phenomenon was kicked in, you have to stop and go back. And given to the fact that pain is very subjective, and threshold of pain, it's a lot of subjectivities, mind, and etc. If you apply pressure and client said enough, and you're positive you can press more, you should go back and little by little increase in pressure. Now, vigorous pressure is terrible. And actually, at my seminars, I teach four strategies. And on my website, by the way, I offer four strategies for deep tissue massage. And as well, I'm offering some ideas. I'm sharing some ideas how to satisfy the client who coming and demanding this kind of, I call this anger management, this pressure. I teach there how we can do beneficially to satisfy them, to feel this strong pressure and not to traumatize them, and the most important, to reach results.
That sounds like a class everybody should be taking. I agree with you on that. Is your program a certification in orthopedic massage?
Yeah, you see, certification if somebody board certified. I'm approved by national board as continuing education provider, and of course, in the end, you're receiving certificate. Yeah, I didn't trademark my methodology because this is not mine methodology. This methodology was developed and proposed by a team of Russian scientists. Yeah. But yes, in the end of even home program, I have developed 21 DVDs home programs.
Oh, good. Okay.
With completion, and for example, DVD number 12, home program, teaching details on full body deep tissue massage, how to do this safely. Using the opportunity, I would like to make a statement that if you're performing stress management massage, or you're performing orthopedic massage, or post-event sports massage, all these type of therapies demanding, it must include deep tissue mobilization. It's not exclusive. Deep tissue massage, it's not a separate modality, by the way. Absolutely not separate modality. And even somebody have experiencing a lot of pain in some particular part of the body, you go a threshold very low, you're barely touching, and already a patient experiencing pain. You have to gradually to go. You have to increase the threshold of pain and not to force and not to re-traumatize. The re-injury is very easy. Massage therapy is a physical method of treatment.
You know, orthopedic massage is a big word, and especially coming from a different country, I'm sure that people will be fascinated to learn more of that? Like, what would you say the difference is in America, orthopedic massage, what you learn by Americans compared to where you come from?
Look, you said orthopedic massage is a big word, maybe, but orthopedic massage means you're implementing techniques in cases of orthopedic status disorders. This could be chronic degenerative diseases or sports-related or job-related sprain-strain type of injury. And in both cases, you're implementing the orthopedic massage protocol. And as I stated, if when somebody pain is a signal of our body that we have some problem.
I wanted to know, though, what do you find in America about orthopedic massage here compared to what it is you're teaching in your classes?
It's difficult to compare because I know very little. I know little bit about orthopedic massage American development. I know 20 years ago when I came, it wasn't there. But today people using, and I do against this and I criticize. According to trade association, dozens of alternative names for massage therapy, including orthopedic massage. Dozens of alternative names are unheard of. And therefore, this I'm against. Practically, in order to express my opinion on orthopedic massage, I know very little about American orthopedic massage concept.
Okay.
Yeah, I know about deep tissue massage, that, you know, it's misunderstood the concept and people just pressing. This is massive phenomenon. I can, with certainty, to say it. Yeah. There is orthopedic massage, no matter where it will be developed, or in America, in Russia, this protocols have to address causes in cases of back and limb disorders that producing pain. What we considering results in orthopedic in cases of orthopedic disorders: less pain, more range of motion, more functional activities. Are you with me?
That's of course is true.
Very good. And therefore, if techniques will be not directed and applied to address these causes, such as excessive amount of fluid accumulation in traumas, is always edema. This is edema. Have to be reduced because this edema is producing pain. If fascia will be not mobilized correctly, and muscles will be not reduced to normal resting tone, and trigger point will be not addressed, then it's very difficult to achieve results. In my opinion, it's no matter where method develops, and I know there is no silver bullet in our occupation, is have to address for adequate treatment causes of pain, not only symptoms. To inhibit pain, it's kind of not good. It's not an adequate result.
The red book called Medical Massage.
You know
this book.
I know this very well. I know very well.
Okay.
Ross Pukchana.
All right.
Dr.
This is
Ross Pukchana. He's a good friend of mine.
Oh, I see. Okay. So how is your work the same or different?
Oh, Ross Pukchana and myself, we're practicing the same methodology as it was proposed by Professor Shirbag. The only little difference, it's a different school. I graduated from Leningrad, St. Petersburg School, and in Moscow. And this is a slide, the concept the same. Approaches, for example, my school.
Okay. Well, I have seen it with Russian practitioners, both a very light approach, very light, and a very heavy. Now, where do you fall and why?
Look, very light, it's also not good. Not very light. That's what I said. Professor Popolansky proposed in the 70s, great formula for how to apply pressure. It's called, pressures should be significant but not activated by analyzing system. Sometimes I agree with you. If there is very low threshold, very painful area, or somebody suffering from fibromyalgia, hello?
Yes, I hear you.
Yeah, you're with me. Yeah, fibromyalgia. Of course, you have to apply light touch for some time. The threshold will be increased always.
Right.
That's why we do introductory always in orthopedic massage, and when you're treating cases like fibromyalgia, you do introductory. And during 3-5 minutes is a significant increased threshold. You know, you can go a little bit stronger, a little bit deeper. Mm-hmm. You're mobilizing. You have to go with individual case, with individual approach. Otherwise, there is no prescription in regards to pressure that can be generalized. The generalized rules that you can apply pressure and significant pressure, but not to activate pain and lodging system. And in this frame, we have to operate within perspective of pressure.
Okay.
But in general, just to do light touch, even if people threshold is normal and they can mobilize deeper layers, it will not work.
Okay. Well,
not enough. It's not enough.
Okay. That's very logical sounding to me. You know, it sounds very logical.
You know what? It is not only logical. This method was developed through very extensive research.
Okay.
Conclusions, sometimes not only you're looking more. And practically for 40 years, it was massively utilized on levels of Olympian teams. And therefore, it's kind of clinical outcomes supporting theoretical proposals, I would say this way.
Okay. See, now that's what we need here in the United States is many more research-based approaches and to get so that we get the same result, which I think we would get.
If you don't mind, we'd like to wrap this up with a little tip of the day real quick for our listeners. And because we'll reschedule. We're going to throw this on our website anyway, because you gave us some good information. So, yeah, if you can give us a tip of the day for all therapists out there, and then we'll wrap up the show and reschedule. Is that okay, Boris?
It's very good. Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
so
let's do this way.
All right. So what's some advice you have for therapists out there? Take your classes?
To take my classes, I would love you to take my classes.
All right, that's the tip.
No, that's
it. I would like to have more unity in our industry, not to offer a thousand different alternative names to massage therapy.
I love it.
This is really outrageous to me. It's wrong. It's simply speaking wrong. If you're practicing massage therapy, why do you have to? If you providing therapy by means of massage, and you will call this neuromuscular therapy.
Yeah.
Why not to call neuromuscular therapy by massage or massage therapy?
Yay.
Neuromuscular critical massage.
I agree. I know. Yeah. And it all starts to blend anyway. People ask.
I know. Listen, I'm from this perspective. A lot of people don't like to hear what I'm saying on this other names. Different names, but look, I'm executing the First Amendment. Yeah, I love the opportunity to speak my mind. Yes.
Good. You can speak your mind all you want on our show, and when we get you on Skype, I want you to be prepared to let us have it. Okay?
You want me to be prepared to what?
To speak your mind on our next show.
Oh, yeah. I love it. Thank you very much.
Speak my mind.
I love exactly what you said. I kind of get upset when people ask me what type of work I do. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What type of work do you do? I don't know.
Good work.
Good. So, Boris, listeners, we'll be having Boris again on our show. And we're going to do it via Skype, so it'll be a lot of fun. I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in with us today. Tim, I hope we answered your question. This is the Massage Podcast, episode 41. Please find us at massagepodcast.com. We have a contact page on that website. We have a link for Boris's classes and website on our website. And please leave a voicemail or text message at 303-656-9860. And always follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And everybody have a fabulous day.
Okay, thank you very much.